Sammy J on ABC Radio Melbourne.
Buzz, buzz, buzz goes the feeling in your tummy. You're looking for some sugar and you need a little honey. So you go to the shops and you stroll down the aisle, but the shelves are bare and you try not to cry as you fall to the ground and you get on your knees and you pray to the god of the birds and the bees to send you a swarm. Now rub-a-dub-dub, we're beekeeping, baby, so get in the club. William Staplefelt, a.k.a. Swarm Boy, if you want to look him up on Instagram, is a 15-year-old beekeeper who brings a sort of passion to his job that you and I can only dream of, listeners. Good morning, Will. Welcome to breakfast.
Hi, Sammy. Thank you very much for introducing me.
How close are you to a bee right now?
Probably about 10 metres. It's in my backyard.
Okay. When I was 15, I was playing video games, drawing comics, writing rude songs about my teachers. What led you to the world of beekeeping?
Well, in high school, I had to do this assignment for school, and it was an innovative project. So we had to come up with something new and fresh. And that led me to learn about the world of bees. And I really fell in love with the European honeybee, and I wanted to find out more. So we found out that one of our friends actually had a beehive this whole time, and he set me up with one, and now I've had it for 4 years.
For 4 years, you've been, now forgive my complete ignorance here, Will, you've been tending a hive? Is that the right language?
Beekeeping.
Okay, just beekeeping. So what, you got a swarm, like you, because you have to start with bees, don't you? Like did someone lend you their bees or something, or did you acquire them or steal them?
Yeah, I didn't steal them, but one of our friends in the community, he generously gave us a beehive. So he caught a swarm. He put it in a beehive, mm-hmm. He grew it up, made sure that the queen bee was laying eggs, and then he transported it over here, and it's been in my backyard since then.
And so how much maintenance does it need? So it's been your backyard, like some people who might have a wild hive out there, you sort of leave it or you get it removed. Do you have to go and check it each day, each week? What's the maintenance required when you're looking after a swarm of bees in a hive?
Oh, it's about every 3 weeks to a month. Okay. It's not that much work. And then when honey harvesting comes around, that's a little bit more work. It's a couple of hours to spin the honey and filter it and then jar it.
I'm trying to get my head around like this: the idea of someone who is your age being so motivated to persist with this, because as a novelty, sure, people might go and check out a bee for a weekend, but what's got you coming back? What's it got you actually sticking around and continuing this hobby?
Well... I just love bees. They're just cute creatures. They, a lot of people might not see them as that. But
what's cute about them?
Just the furry little faces. And when you see them up close, they're pretty cool creatures.
Is it true they do little dances to tell each other about things?
Yeah, it's called the waggle dance to show where flowers are in the area.
I don't want to ask it because it's the obvious question, but you must get asked it every day, and so you're going to hate me for asking it. Well, what do you think the question is that I'm about to ask you?
Do I get stung?
Yes. Come on, everyone wants to know, man.
So in the 4 years I've been beekeeping now, I reckon I've been stung about 50 to 100 times, maybe.
I thought you were going to say, like, nah, it never happens. Like, now you just put everyone off beekeeping. Okay, but do you get more resistant to it? Like, does it not bother you, or is it pretty nasty?
Well, some people go down one path where they get worse and worse with the stings, mm-hmm. But I've gone down the path where it gets better and better. Like, at the start, I would be swelling up my whole leg when I got stung, and I couldn't even fit in my shoe. But now it's more just the sudden pain at the start, and then it goes away.
I'm chatting to the invincible William Staplefelt, a.k.a. Swarm Boy. If you jump on Instagram, he's got the hash, like no one else has got there before him. Swarm Boy, it's a beautiful thing. When will Swarm Boy become a swarm man, William? Is this going to continue in your life? Do you see this genuinely as your career?
Oh, it definitely could be. Well, I've got 21 beehives so far, and more to come this bee season.
How much room do 21 hives take up?
Well, I have two in my backyard,
Yep.
and then I have 19 in a lot of other people's backyards.
Do they know about it, or are you just sneaking in?
Yeah, no. I have this program called Street Hives, and I put a beehive on someone's property for free. I do all the maintenance. I do everything. They just need to offer up a suitable backyard in the eastern suburbs,
Yep.
and then I take all the honey. I give the owners 2 kilos of honey, and then I jar up the rest of the honey and give it to them to sell.
Are you making some money as well, though, I hope, off this?
Well, I don't make money. I put all the money back into getting more beehives.
William, you're too good. This is like the origin story. I know you're going to be writing a memoir in a couple of decades about how many billions of dollars you earned off the bees, but right now you are a hard-working teenager with a heart of gold and some golden honey pots. Thank you for the little gift pack you sent in to us as well. We're going to enjoy a little bit of honey here on The Breakfast Show as well.
That's okay. I hope you enjoy it.
We will. Listeners, you can jump on board. Check out Instagram Swarm Boy. This is the voice of William Stapelfeld. William, pleasure getting into club with you. Look forward to chatting again.
Oh, thank you very much.
Cheers.